Blog Talk Radio. Shalom. Let me make sure that was the only song. So I apologize for the pause. We wanted to make sure there was another song coming in, and we started talking, all of a sudden we had to stop. Let that song play through. So be here. Yeah, welcome everybody to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host tonight, Peace Bonabon. I'm here with Gabakawa. Come in here and help us get down and go into this new topic. You know, that this next topic, not changing up too much from the topics that we've been doing it, but we were having a conversation about relationships. We're doing relationships, but not so much just men and women, just in relationships in general. And as we go through the Bible, and this kind of we're jumping into, you know, Blog Talk for me, it gets winded. I get winded, or we get to build it on a topic, but the time is not always there. So, yep, excuse me if I'm not, you know, going into a lot of the, you know, a lot of the announcements, a lot of the where the schools are at, things like that, where who's teaching the whole nine. I know that we're some of them do it regularly, so you know, for the listeners that are there that do join us regularly. You know, we're always going to keep announcing where the schools are at, you know what I'm saying, the businesses, the different things that are going on in the camps, you know, and also the growth, all the different places, the whole nine. We're going to continue to keep doing those things and keep building those areas. And then also now we're getting to the point where we're having to start building personally. You know, I got to start working on getting my mind in that relationship to me and the Father. Strengthened. The reason I chose the topic when we talk about the fruits of the flesh or the fruits of the flesh. I should have named that right. I named that class. The lust of the flesh. And then also the fruits of the spirit. The reason we go into this is because one thing that I started realizing is that as more and more you read the Bible, you're reading about relationships between men and father, the husband and wives, brothers and sisters, families and their children, the whole nine. You're reading about all of these different things and these different relationships. And if we're going to deal with the law was based and built around us having positive relationships with one another. You know, how we dealt with each other, from moral laws to civil laws, moral laws being morally how we treat one another, civil laws as in a society, how we treat each other in a society, and then you get the ceremonial laws, you know what I'm saying, how we now deal with each how we make right with each other, make right with the Most High, make right with each other, but also come back now and feast together, you know, make sure that we're in a good place. But all these things are still based around conduct and how we allow, what type of relationships we're building with one another. So as we're going through this, we're looking at this and we're saying there are two ways to build relationships. You can live in this world and you can build a relationship without the Bible. And because I built my relationship without the words of the Most High, without the Bible, there are, with the repercussions, and the reason I say it's the fruit, there's going to be an end result to that relationship, those type of relationships, and we're going to read some about the end results of those type of relationships. Just like when you build a relationship and you use the Bible as a foundation to building that relationship where there's an end result to those type of relationships also. And these are some of the things that we're going to touch on. We're going to now take tonight and as thoroughly as we can, as quickly thoroughly as we can, right? We're going to now touch and show the repercussions of both sides of those type of relationships. That's what we're going to go into, right? So, Ephesians, no, 2nd Ezra chapter 14, right? 2nd Ezra chapter 14, and I want you to read verse 22.
Second Ezra chapter 14 and verse 22.
Yeah, we're going to start there. Read that.
This is in the Apocrypha.
This is, there you go. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
But if I have found grace before thee, send the Holy Spirit into me, and I shall write all that hath been done in the world since the beginning.
Go ahead.
Which were written in thy law, that men may find thy path, and that they which will live in the latter days may live.
So it's showing, this says, and as if we're reading where the Most High said, you know what, or not, but the angels, because they passed this on to Ezra, and Ezra wrote this down. Everything, Ezra's saying, hey, you know what, this is like teaching me. Teachers show me. Let me learn your will. Let me learn your laws, statutes, and commandments so that I can find in the latter days, right? So towards the end of anything, if I build something the way the Most High wanted built, using the commandments of the Father, using the examples that are in the Bible, if I use that, then at the end of this path, at the end of this road, they're supposed to be, we're going to now, what will we find in the path? Read the last scripture again.
It says, which were written in thy law, that men may find thy path.
Read.
And that they which will live.
They'll do what?
Live.
Read.
In the latter days may live.
So it's showing you, if we're going to succeed, if we're going to live, if we're going to even having a, it's like a relationship. And how do you keep that relationship till the end? Because that's a big question. Even in this truth, we are watching a lot of unsuccessful relationships with people. If it's children, parents and children, to husband and wives, to brothers and sisters, sister, brother and brother, even relationships to both sides. We're watching people not stay on that path and now lived in that path for the end. That last thing was falling off. But there's something that's not in the equation that we're not using this equation to keep us there. And it's the commandments to the Most High. A lot of times we fall off the path because we stop keeping the commandments of the Father. We stop living by the, we stop using the examples in the Bible to govern the decisions that we're making. Right. In our lives, we start going off of feelings. Not examples, but feelings. So in that situation, man, like you said, somebody comes in begging for this, or you know, they just gave you that sob story, man, and you like, you feel sorry for them. I felt sorry, and I went ahead and went down this path because I felt sorry. Not because it was, I found that in the scriptures it was the right thing to do according to the Bible, or I saw examples of how to do it, and I did it that way according to the Bible. Most of the time, we go off the path because we start focusing on how we feel more than what the commandment of the Father is. And all of us are guilty of that. Every brother and sister in the truth is guilty of the same thing. Somebody got me. Somebody give me that sob story, man. And I sympathize. I wouldn't want nobody to go through that, man. I felt bad for them. So, okay, we did this. So we tried that. I sided with them because I felt bad. I didn't side with the Bible. I sided with that person in that situation. Now I can look at the situation and be like, well, what's wrong with that? There's, you won't know the wrong until the end of the outcome. So the end outcome is what, the end of that path or the end of that road, the Most High is letting you know, well, you did this wrong. The things that you did, you make, if it was by the Bible, and the, or as I say, if it was by the book, this would be the path. You'd have went down the path, my path, and there'd have been a good outcome. You would have lived. If this didn't last, or this person left, or this relationship died, or whatever it was, why? Because somewhere you let emotion, you let your own understanding, you let your emotion, your impulse slide in somewhere. And when it slid in, now my, that is what I use to govern. That's what I use to walk down this path. But because I use that, it don't always have the best outcome for me, right? So what we're reading is now, we're reading that we have to use the commandments to walk down the Most High's path, right? Tobit chapter 4, hold on. What verse is that? 22? What's 23 say?
He says, and he answered me, saying, go thy way, gather the people together, and say unto them that they seek thee not for 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
But look, thou prepare thee many box trees, and take with thee Sariah, Dabriah, Salamia, Echanus, and Asael. These five, which are ready to write swiftly, and come hither, and I shall light a candle of understanding.
I shall do what?
Light a candle of understanding.
Go ahead.
In thine heart.
Read.
Which shall not be put out.
Read.
Till the things be performed which thou shalt begin to write.
So he said, I will have you now. I'm going to give you that understanding. I want you to write. Not going on your own understanding, but I'm going to give you the understanding. And we're reading this in the book. Every time we read the Bible, we're reading an understanding that was given to them. Somebody, there was a situation that the Most High had them write about, and there was a reason for that. It was put in the Bible for a reason. We're supposed to be now reading this book and allowing the Spirit of the Most High to give us understanding. A lot of times the way you get understanding is you use those scriptures in that situation. What scriptures did you use? And we do that big time with the brothers all the time. When you did that, what scriptures are going through your mind when you did that? And then he'll tell you, I'm like, okay, that scripture is feeding your understanding. That obviously, from the outcome, the Spirit let you know that wasn't the right way of doing it. But what we do is we always have a justification for why we do what we do. It doesn't make minds right. You'll know, like the scripture, you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. So you're going to know if this tree is right or wrong based off of the outcome. You will know that the choice you made was right or wrong based on the outcome. The only way that you can ensure that you are making the right choice, you have to go to the Bible, read the Bible, read the commandments, read the examples in the book. So you can use those examples so you can now come up with the right outcome in a situation. All right, so from there, like I said, go to Tobit. Then we're gonna go to Ephesians 4:17. All right, Tobit, was it Tobit chapter? Speak off the mic. Good. Tobit chapter 4 and verse 18.
Tobit chapter 4 and verse 18, and it reads: ask counsel of all that are wise, and despise not any counsel that is profitable.
Right, he said, no, that's what I like it. He said, you got to ask counsel of all that are wise. But a wise man is somebody that used a method that works. Wisdom is not the fact that you are coming up with your own way of doing things. It's about saying, okay, I'm going to go in now, and I'm using the Bible, an example from the Bible. These are men of wisdom. And they put this in the book. The Most High had them put this in the book for a reason, right? So the Most High said, we're supposed to follow that counsel. Go ahead.
19. Let the Lord thy power, Lord thy God, always, and desire of him that thy ways may be directed.
That you have the desire to have your ways what? Right. So the Most High, I gotta desire to have the Father guide my directions. Now, the way the Most High guides our direction is by giving us the law, statutes, and commandments, and the whole rest of the book are examples of people that follow the law, statutes, and commandments, stayed right with the Father, and watched the Father bless all the endeavors and the relationships and the things that they've encountered and the life that they lived, the path they walked. He allowed them. He allowed that to be blessed. All right. Read on. Tell me where you're at.
In Tobit chapter 4, in the middle of verse 19.
Yeah, finish 19, and that'd be it.
And that all thy paths and counsel may prosper.
Go ahead.
For every nation hath not counsel.
Every nation hath not what?
Counsel.
Read.
But the Lord himself giveth all good. And he humbleth whom he will.
Right. So you look at the Most High. The Most High show you. The Most High's counsel, his direction, it's always going to work. Because not everybody has counsel. And that's one of the biggest issues that we deal with today. We're in the world. And the Most High didn't give counsel to them. This is, the scripture says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. What's that, Amos 3 and 3?
Oh, no, exactly.
That's it.
Psalms 147, 19.
No, read Amos 3 and 3. That's the
Amos
one you want. 3 and 1.
3 and 1?
Yeah, read that. Because you look at the Father, the Most High said he gave counsel. He gives counsel. He gives advice. That's the one, right? Read that.
It says in Amos 3 and 2, it says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth.
And the reason I'm going here is because if the Most High, the path that the Most High prepared in wisdom and understanding, it was for us. Our problem is, if that path of wisdom and understanding was for us, what we run into is we're trying to now use the wisdom of the world that the Father said he didn't give that to. He only gave it to us. He never gave their path. Their path wasn't going to work. Hey, fellow man. Their path wasn't going to work. The only path that was going to work was the one that the Most High set up from the beginning. Here we have Shaw join us, man. Come on, have a seat. You know what I'm saying? I like it because it's showing the right path. That is the fruit of a spiritual man. I learned to open the Bible up, learn the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High, and I've learned to follow the examples that have been left in the Bible. I let that be what guides my path rather than letting my impulse and my desires be what guide my path. Because this is what we're looking at. From the world, if the Most High didn't give it to them, and that's what we're reading in Ezra, right? He didn't give that counsel. Tobit. He said he didn't.
All nations don't have counsel.
Right. So he didn't give, the Most High didn't give his counsel to every nation. He gave it to us. That's why he said, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Read on.
I'm wearing Amos 3 and 2. Therefore, I will punish you for all of your iniquities.
Your iniquity. I'm punishing you for all of
your opinions.
I'm punishing you because instead of following down the right path, following the right examples, you're now following your desire, your opinion, what you think. You're following with those things that came up in the world where, well, the world feels this way about it. Well, the world feels this way about it. The Most High, I didn't give them counselor, wisdom, and understanding. I didn't give that to them. I gave it to y'all. But now you guys are abandoning my wisdom and understanding. You're abandoning my counsel to now go follow the world. Read on. Is that it?
Then it goes into 3 and says, can two walk together except in you?
Now jump down to verse, Tobit chapter 4, right? Jump down to verse 18 or 17. Tobit chapter 4, verse 17, jump to there. Read that.
Tobit chapter 4, the apocryphal, verse 17. For else I dread on the burial of the just.
Okay.
But give nothing to the wicked.
So, you know, I like what he's showing you. Wait till you pour out your bread. If I'm going to make an investment, if I'm going to invest my mind, my time, my resources, everything else, he says to invest that with who?
Yes.
With the just man. I'm investing to the just. I'm not going to invest my time, my energy, my finance, my strength to the wicked. And a lot of times we walk this earth, that's where we're making we're invested into. We're invested into the wicked. We're listening to them. We're pondering their ideas, and we're thinking about things they say and how they put things together. And the Most High, like, you're investing into the wrong thing. Your investment should be, I'm dedicated to a just man, to righteousness. I'm not sitting here trying to not dedicate to wickedness. We're going to read down and find out what does he mean. Verse 18 now.
Ask counsel of all that are wise.
Read.
And despise not any counsel that is proper.
So my investment should my time and energy into somebody that's what? That's wise. Read it again.
Ask counsel of all that are wise.
Mm-hmm.
And despise not any counsel that is proper.
And don't. See what I'm saying? Most of the time we despise or we walk away from counsel that is what? Profitable. Because most of the time counsel that's profitable, it ain't good for the flesh, man. It ain't shit you want to hear. And we grew up in most of our kids' class, and that was one of the biggest issues with the kings and the prophets that they would have come and now talk to them, prophesy, because they were never going to say what he wanted to hear. I hate when the prophet comes and says, man, I hate when he comes. Because every time he comes, it's always a shit. Everybody else can agree that this is going to happen, I'm going to win, but he's going to say I'm not. You're not going to win, because just because somebody's agreeing and now boasting because they're agreeing and emotionally it makes it feel good to you, that don't always make it right. So the Father's like, I know that you're looking for something to satisfy the flesh. You want to feel good about what it is you're doing and how you're doing it. And the Most High's like, okay, you're satisfied about this. You're satisfying the flesh. But that is not always profitable. And that's what we're reading. If I can walk down and I can follow the counsel of the Most High, then my way will be prosperous. Then things work out the right way. This relationship will be profitable. I didn't say rich. What did you say about money? I said about homes and stuff. But the relationship works out. This couple stays together because the Bible and counsel was the backbone. Yeah, out of the relationship. Yeah, and like we read earlier, they had a long life together. They at the end of this. That's it. The last. So now you're building something to last. How do you build it to last? It has to be have a biblical foundation, not a carnal foundation, but it's got to have a righteous or a biblical foundation. Okay? So where we at? Finish that up? Tell me where we at. 4 and 18. Read 19.
Bless the Lord thy power always, and desire of him that thy ways may be direct.
So we're supposed to desire the Most High that my ways, my methods, my ideas, they're directed. Are my thoughts directed? I mean, everybody come up with thoughts, impulses, emotions. What I'm supposed to pray for is, Father, yes, I'm going to have impulses. I'm going to have emotions. I'm going to see something. Everything in me says that's the way to do it. My prayer is that it's supposed to be that those thoughts that come in my mind, they are directed. Read that one more time.
Romans chapter 4 and verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, bless the Lord thy God always, and desire of him that thy ways may be directed, and that all thy paths and counsels may prosper.
Wow.
For every nation hath not counsel.
Go ahead.
But the Lord himself giveth all of this.
Read.
And he humbleth whom he will. As
verse 10.
So 19.
Go ahead.
Now, therefore, my son, remember my commandments, neither let them be put out of thy mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of 19.
So you're looking at where this gets down to.
The law of God.
Yes. The examples are in that book. We can't, because you can't let that be put out of your mind. Meaning, and how does that get put out of your mind? When you get to
with your own desires.
Yeah, you get to that point, it's something. You have to make a righteous decision. And you're there, it's the Bible and your impulse. So when I say impulse, it's the Bible and it's that sob story somebody gave you.
Right.
Somebody told you something like, oh, you know what? I sympathize.
Or empathize.
There you go. I sympathize. I can relate.
Where you're coming from, I know how you.
Yeah, I went down that path, and I don't want nobody to go through that path. But instead of me opening the Bible and showing that person in the Bible the right way of doing it, I kind of came up with what I think. This is an example. A woman gets beat by her man. You say, leave him. We won't say, you know what? The Most High tell you, that's your husband. You can't leave him. But let's figure out a counsel to help him. I let me go through. I know the woman came and she was crying and she had that long tear. And she always did a good sister, but then she had to solve the story and show them what to do. And you're like, man, see, brothers we jacked up, man. These dudes, man. They don't deserve a woman like that. Whatever we talk about. So I'm going to slide down. Now, I'm the white knight. I'm going to use my understanding. I'm leaning on my understanding. I'm leaning on my experience. Everything else, now I'm counseling and dealing. But I'm just taking the Bible out of the equation. Because you know the truth is, don't nobody want to tell a woman, the Most High says that for that woman, it says, you bound to the law of your husband for as long as you live. Well, we ain't trying to come up with, well, he ain't doing you right. You got to get him. You should have him get you a bill of divorce. So, you know, listen, son, you ain't got to stay with him. He ain't in our camp, so you ain't got to stay. I mean, we're looking for every excuse to give that as the advice, and we don't want to go to the Bible and show, like, sis, you can't leave. The Bible says that. Well, as long as he's alive, and you can't kill him either. Because as long as he's alive, you bow to the law of your husband. Now, where's your faith in the Father that the Most High is going to now deal with this guy and get him in the right mind frame. Because that's the one element that we're taking out of the equation. We give counsel, but we take out the element of them still having to put their trust in the Father. Because we were sympathetic.
Right.
And that's the flesh. I'm gonna say sympathetic because everybody understands what sympathetic means.
Right.
They understand that, you know what? We put ourselves in that person's shoes. It takes us back in our mind to when we were going through this, and that. And now my counsel is based off of that experience. Not the Bible, but it's based off of those experiences. Man, you know what? Brothers, man, there's something going on. Man, don't trust them. Don't trust the brothers out. Don't trust. No, the scripture said, brother, don't trust no man.
Trust not in any,
trust not in any man.
Any brother.
Trust not in any brother.
Yeah.
So you know what? So now, my whole counsel is built off that one scripture. Sounds churchy, don't it? God's love the world. My whole idea of God is love is based on the fact that he loved the whole world, that he gave his only begotten son. Now, everything else he's doing, there is no hate. There is no evil in the Lord. Because I'm going off that one scripture. So I built my whole faith based off one scripture. And we're doing the same thing. We're building the direction that we're going in based off of one scripture. And that scripture that was given, it was given by somebody who was going through something. So we already know what the outcome of this is going to be. It ain't going to work. The Most High ain't going to bless this because I'm looking for somebody to sympathize or empathize with me. I want you to get it. I want you in my shoes. I want to tell this story. And a little tear come to your eye. Well, you got that little long tear. Like, says, I'm so sorry this happened to you, brother. So then they ask, after you say, I'm sorry about what happened to you, the first question, well, what do you think I should do? What do I think you should do? Now, what path are we going to walk down now? You're walking down my path because you asked me what I think you should do. You didn't ask me, well, what does the Bible say about this? And most of the time, the ones that are getting the counsel, I'm going to a person I know really don't know the Bible that well. So I'm going to ask, well, what do you think? I just let emotion in the door. And then I'm mad because you asked me what I thought. Now I give you what I thought and the shit didn't work. The person left after a few months. We stopped being friends. We couldn't fix the relationship, whatever. Well, what happened? You got bad advice. But you asked the wrong question. And that's why I see a lot of people make mistakes. You're not going into a council or you're not going to get counsel asking what the Most High thinks about it. You go in asking, what do you think? So when I do give an answer, I'll give an answer based off of what I think. I'm helping you mold this based off of how I think more than what the Bible says. So now you're walking my path. Not the path of Mozart. You know what I'm saying? Tell them where you at. Did you finish 19?
That was
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17 now. Ephesians 4 and 17.
Ephesians 4 and 17.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind."
No. This is what we're going into, right? It's a bad scripture. Read that again.
And it reads, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles."
Walk how?
Not as other Gentiles.
That's why everything that we try to use in the world, who are we following? Patting ourselves after.
Other Gentiles, other nations
that the Father said, "I never gave them my counsel.
Never gave them the understanding.
I never gave them my understanding. I never gave them my counsel." But since I didn't give you the counsel, give them the counsel, what's the first thing that I'm telling you not to do? Don't walk out. Don't do what they do. Don't handle things the way they handle it. Go ahead.
In the vanity of their mind.
Because they think in their mind, they're right. Go ahead.
Basically, having the understanding darkened.
Having their understanding what?
Darkened.
But what's darkening their understanding? What's clouding their judgment? A lack of understanding? Emotion?
Impulses?
Desire. Something I want, desire, something I want, my opinion.
The influence.
All these things are darkening my mind. It's like everything I'm going, it's like a person going through something, and they go to a dark place. Read that again.
Having the understanding dark, being alienated from the life of the Father.
Because how does the Father give us life?
Through understanding.
Yeah, through understanding, counsel, and walking down his path. His path is the path that brings you to life. So this other path that we're now learning to follow from following the people in the world is only a path to death. Read on.
Being alienated from the life of them through the ignorance that is in them.
Go ahead. Because now they can't be shown anything. But read on. What verse you at?
And reads, "Who being past feeling as in..."
Stop. Read it again.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "Who being past feeling..."
Who being past what?
Feeling.
"In the past I felt..." Go ahead.
"Having past given themselves over unto lasciviousness."
They've given themselves over to what?
Lascivious.
Nice scripture. It's I'm glad you asked that. the difference I got is unbridled lust.
Meaning out of control.
Yes. My lust, what I want is out of control.
Meaning you're
I'll do anything for it.
Yeah. You'll do anything.
I'll do anything to satisfy what my need,
listen,
I'll kick you down. I will steal. I will rob, cheat, steal. I do it all. Like they made them, like Jacob, they done made their movies. They done made some cheeseburgers, man. He said, "I don't want the damn cheese. They want some crack." I do anything for the crack. I'll do anything for that hit. I'll do anything for sex. To get this woman, I'll do anything to get it. If she want any groceries, I'll eat them groceries. Because I'll do anything to get her. We experience lasciviousness all the time. You listen to their music. Listen to just the ways of the world. People will do anything. And even now, I want likes. I just want some likes. I'm gonna be half naked. I'm a dancer. I'm gyrating on the damn little TikTok video because I'm trying to get likes. But I'll do anything to get that. That's what lasciviousness is. Right. Read it. Go ahead.
To work all uncleanness.
To work what?
All uncleanness.
To work what?
All uncleanness.
With what?
With greeting.
Go ahead.
But he has not so learned Christ.
So look at, how do you know a person has not learned the ways of the Most High? It's how they got what they desire. You got to get it now. I think it's because it's riches gained by ill dealing. I think that's the way it's worded, but I'm not sure. But the scripture point I'm making is, look at what they're willing to go through to get what they want. This is the father looking. This is the person who really didn't learn the path of the Most High. Because now I will now do anything to get what I want. You find it? What did I say it said?
Other men's ill doing and wisdom of Solomon, he says, yeah, mighty winds shall stand up against them, and like a storm shall blow them away. Thus iniquity shall lay waste the whole earth, and ill doing shall overthrow the throne of the mighty.
No, that's not it. Well, it's good close, but that's not it. So move on. Go back. Well, where were we at a minute ago? Okay, keep reading. We're going to 22:21. Go ahead.
It's so he that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, and as the truth is in Yahushua, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
Now, this is the question. What makes us the old man? Yes, but what makes you the old man?
Conversation.
What makes you man the old man is this. I'm still an old person. What makes me old is the fact that I still do things the same old way I did them before, right? So every time there's a problem, if I'm putting off the old man, as I'm going through things, the Father wants to see, are you going to do things the same way you always do it, or are you going to change and learn to do something differently, right? So now I'm going through my issues and problems, right? And every time I have an issue, I'm going to go get a drink. Because as the old man, every time there was a problem, I figured my answer was where? In the bottom of that bottle. I'm going to drink till I pass out. Because when I pass out, I don't think about it no more. Or I'm going to smoke. I'm going to do drugs. I'm going to get high. I'm going to do drugs because as the old man, whenever I wanted to solve my problem, what did I go through? Go to my old methods. So the Father's like, you have to put off the deeds of who? So every time I'm in a new situation now, if I'm hitting, if I deal with anger, if I got to tear somebody else down to make me feel better. So I could be in a bad mood, and all of a sudden I'll say some fuck this to that person, and I laugh about it, and now I'm in a better mood. Well, I just tore that person down. Right. So those are the ways of what? That's the ways of the old man. So every time I'm in a situation, the Most High put me in a situation again, let you say, okay, let me try to deal with that situation. Okay. That's your old man. I see your old man. Because now you know what to get you a drink. You went and found your new woman to get under. You went and got high and everything else. Okay, we're going to go down the road. You're going to be in the Bible. Now, I'm going to taught you the Bible a little bit. Now, let me see if you're going to now, did you put off the old man and his deeds? Scenario happens. And the Most High, okay, how are you going to deal with it now? Well, I would have my drink again. I went ahead and I dealt with the flesh. The flesh, that's the person that walks in the flesh. They don't walk in the spirit. By putting off the old man, read that. Uh-huh.
It says, be renewed spirit
He shall have to be renewed where? How do you renew the spirit of your mind? You say John chapter 17, is it sanctify them through the truth? No, 6 and 63. Read that. Uh-huh. And then you read 17, St. John 17. And then we go, read it. Got it? Uh-huh.
It is the spirit that quickeneth and the flesh that profiteth nothing.
Go ahead.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So understanding, where is the spirit? The words that are being spoken to us. Christ said, those are spirit. And they are life, right? Now go back to where you see the greetings. Right. But we're still dealing with what? What is it that brings us to life? The words that I speak unto you, right? The counsel, the scriptures, the law. Everything we've been reading about all this time is what brings us to life. And that's the thing that in Tobit, he was saying, that we follow the Most High's path. I mean, we follow these words, these laws, that's the commandments, and we follow the examples that are in the Bible, that's going to bring us to life. And that's what Christ is saying, the words that are speaking to their spirit, and they are life. This is what you use. This is the path that you walk to be brought to life, right? So go back and read that where you're at. Ephesians, was it Ephesians? No.
It was Ephesians, but
you
want to go to St. John 17.
We are going 17. But I want to go here.
Okay. Ephesians 4,
is it 19?
22.
Read that.
Or 23, actually. Well, 22. It says that he put off concerning the former conversation, the old man,
mm-hmm.
which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
Read on.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
So my mind has to be shown a different way of dealing. To be, I'm still that same old dude that's going to end up having the same outcomes. Because nobody's showing me how to now do things differently. I need someone to show me how to renew my mind, how to change my mind, how to show me, that. Every time you do it that way, you lose something.
That's wrong.
There's a bad outcome every time you do it that way. I'm going to show you a different way of doing it, a better way of doing it. Now, my mind has to be renewed because somebody showed me the right way of doing something rather than me using and doing things the way I always do it. Because every time I do it the way I always do it, where do I end up? In a bad situation. I end up losing. So now we start over. The Most High is a bigger. I'll tell you something. One thing I'm learning about this truth, one thing I'm learning about the Most High is big. I'm starting over. We that's the one beautiful thing about this thing. We got time. I got time for you both upstairs. Every man's work shall be tried and must sort it in. So what work is he trying? I'm trying to see if you're walking my path or are you coming up with your own path? But you get to walking and all of a sudden now, he said, brother, every man's work shall be tried. So now as my work is being tried, the Most High is revealing to me what I've built my path on. That I built it on righteousness. Where I'm using the Bible now to deal with the different situations that I'm dealing with, or I'm using those examples of how people acted and dealt with that situation. So that if I can already read the outcome, then all I have to do is do it that way because I've already read the outcome. We're faking it. We're the biggest on fake it till you make it. I've never lived this life, so I really don't know the outcome. That's why the Most High left examples for us. So if we follow those examples, we know what works and what don't work. which way the Most High blessed, which that he don't bless. That's the Bible going to tell us all day long. From the Genesis to Revelation, it's the same thing, showing us a path, righteous examples, history. That's why I like the point that we, the school name is ISBHBK. It's a biblical history. Right, a practical knowledge. But when I say biblical history, you're learning from history what people did in the Bible. So we don't have to walk trying to come up and figure out if a shit don't work. All we do is revert back to what? No, we revert back to the flesh. We pick up a cigarette.
But what we're supposed to revert back to is this of the Bible.
Right.
But
four times is for your learning. Right, but what we keep leading back to is our flesh. We pick a cigarette up. We pick a drink up. We go pick a woman up. We pick a woman I'm going to another man. I need a vacation. I need to get everything, sit on the beach, recharge, drink some, have some drinks, and just reflect. You the only thing that's going to happen when you sit and reflect is you're going to come up with your own vain opinion that don't come. He said, say John 6:63, who is that? It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. So I'm going to go now, and I'm going to reflect and ponder and think of, do all this thinking to come up with a way of doing something that's not going to profit you. Because you came up with that in the flesh. That wasn't the path of the Father. That was something you came up with in the flesh.
On your own.
It just popped in, came to you. You know what? I didn't leave him. You know what? Man, I didn't leave her. I didn't stop going to class. I didn't leave that camp alone. What book, in what chapter, in what verse did you read that? You can't be on the island. You can't be at the beach. No. Yes. That's it, man. He said, and for me, it's the Book of Beach. It's the Book of Beaches. Chapter 19, verse 32. Because I was lounging on the beach. Came up with this idea. You know, I need to get away from everybody and start fresh and get my mind right. The Father was like, yeah, I'm like, okay. And, you know, and because we think that way, how do I find that type of thinking in the Bible? Go to, hold on a second. I want you to go to, oh, I'm sorry, Ephesians 4 and 22, right?
Yeah.
Read 22 again. Read 22.
22 is
Which
is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
He is corrupt according to what? Hold that. Go to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, right? Galatians 5 and 19. I'm putting this together so you can understand that when it's dealing with the lust, it's dealing with the flesh. It's dealing with the impulse. Go there. Read that. Read that. Galatians 4 and 17.
For our father says,
what does it say?
It says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
Okay, now, you got to explain that. Because, see, a lot of people don't see that war and battle. So this is what our job is. Our job is to now explain, and this class is starting to reveal that. The war is the fact that the Bible says to do it one way. And my job is to learn the Bible so I can learn the path of the Most High. But what I keep trying to do is do it my way. Do what's convenient and what feels good for me. Well, because, read.
Like ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now what it's saying too is it's like the flesh wants to get against the spirit, but like those desires that you want are going against what the Most High actually wants.
Exactly. Do you know how the carnal man wins that battle? He just don't study. He don't pick the Bible up. I ain't going to class. I don't want to get as far away from this Bible, because now you see where the warring in people, you see what they're warring with. You're not fighting the next person. Most of your stuff is flesh and blood. So he that despises not man, but who? Right. You don't like the fact that I'm telling you to handle it this way. And that's all it is. That's that battle. That battle that every man is, you don't want to be corrected. So I'm going to talk loud. I'm going to be aggressive, or I'm just going to disappear. Or I'm going to go to my world. Because in my world, when I close the door, you can't tell me what to do. So I think I'm winning this fight. Okay, I'm winning. I'm a man. I ain't have no man, other man telling me what to do. The Most High, okay. Let me let you go down that path. Listen, you know, I like about the truth, man. Sometimes going down a path doesn't mean that you're not going to be punished. You know what's crazy? We're going on the path girded up, thinking the punishment is something going to hit me, right? We don't realize that sometimes the biggest punishment, if you look at every time the Most High punished Israel, not every time, but a lot of what the Old Testament, when you read the judgment will be death, or they put you out of the camp. Right, right. So nowadays we believe that that's the answer. So I'm going to go over here and I'm going to separate myself. I'm going to separate myself from them. The Most High, like, then you're going to be alone. I'm going to leave you alone to deal with all of your little issues and problems. But what we don't realize is we think, yeah, that's what I want, because I can watch a lot of Netflix, man. I can live my life. I can go out and do this. I can spend my money on what I want to spend my money on. The Most High, man, that loneliness and that being alone without the Most High, what people don't realize, you just don't lose the body and the brotherhood. You also are alone without the Most High. Right. So you look at the Most High showing you, he showed us one thing in this. Where we don't believe that that's a punishment. It ain't said now you out there and these spirits is whooping your ass.
Is the punishment the fact that we're without the Most High?
Yes.
You don't ever forget it. Because there were people, when I was 90, there were people who used to be in the camp.
Uh-huh. Right.
But they still know, like, two or three scriptures, but it's still in their hands from what they've been taught.
Yep.
So then, and it's like, when they're getting hit, you know, sometimes they're not thinking about
Because they think they're safe, they really do believe that they're safe. Where?
Away.
And they all understand he's doing things the way they want to do it. Then they say they think they're safe. They think their job gonna save them. They think that their home is going to keep them safe. They gonna keep living a lie and keep acting like ain't nothing going on. Cause I don't keep posting my Facebook pictures. But see, look at their life. You're like, man, they living good. Life must be good for them. Oh, the Most High blessed them. No, it's not. Because the worst curse that you could ever have is to be without the Father. Be without the true guidance of the Father. Because you know the worst thing? You know the worst thing that happens to a person? I did all this stuff to build myself up, and I lose it. I lose it. Like I don't even know. I can't even. When you start losing, this is like a whirlwind. Because you can't figure out what you're doing, or you're trying to stop the bleeding. I watched a whole lot of Job brothers, man. That's what I call them, Job. These Job brothers, not Jake. Job brothers, right? All of a sudden, this just started hitting. They can't figure out, damn, I lost this. This lost over here, my car, my woman left. I'm like, you're like, what the hell is going on?
You know,
that's why I'm calling your ass.
So that changes
the name
from Jake to Job.
Yeah. And I'm not calling you Job like you Job being tested. No, your ass is Job going through the affliction.
Right.
This is the affliction side that you're going through, because the Father's trying to show you in this affliction whose wisdom you're supposed to be using, whose understanding you're supposed to be using, but you won't put away the old man and his deed.
People will look at, say you taught me this like tomorrow, all of a sudden you get like $20,000 in your account and you buy a fancy car and you got a Fortune 500 and company, all that. They're thinking like, oh, this man is really winning. And he doesn't bother them or feel funny, but I know an athlete that he was like the big dude, I fought for a long time, he did do that first. Then all of a sudden he fell down and was like, he's not an athlete no more. He's just a lazy dude.
Right.
And then he, for a couple months, he was posting all Israelite shit. First of Christ being black, scriptures, naive pork, unclean animals. He posted all this stuff. And I was like, damn, like, if this is the dude that I was looking at, like, I was
right.
Okay, well, it was weird to see a guy that famous. He was losing countless followers and countless. You know, yeah, people commenting on he's preaching satanic stuff, all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, I go on his page now, and like a couple months after, and he's back to his Jake self. He's back to his Jake self posting videos with models and then but they'll think like, oh, like he must be good without the scriptures, because that would be one of those things like, oh, like he's got models and money and everything, you know, he's not using scriptures no more.
And no.
Like, that can easily get taken away. Then that the world standing is the world taking you rich. But the Most High is like, well, you might be rich over there,
but
maybe 3 seconds and I'm gonna take that.
But you know what, I like what you show you this? This all you asked about lasciviousness, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy that this is what I'm gonna show you all this, man. This is what we are doing from the world. The world has taught us how to self-medicate, right? A lot of times, so once we go to, we go here. I want you to read this real quick. Galatians 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you 17 down to 21. I want you to read it real fast, right? And we're going to listen to this. We're going to listen to how these get here. Where they come from, and then what they are. Just how to help you understand it, right? Read that real quick.
Galatians chapter 5, yeah. Galatians chapter 5, verse
3. So are you on the show or are you on the phone? Are you on the show? Okay, come close.
Yep.
Yeah, read, talk a little loud. Read that.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 17.
Uh-huh.
For the flesh lusteth against the spirit.
So just, even with that, everything that I'm getting, the most I'm looking at how you received it, how you was getting what you got. Don't mean it was a blessing. But it's like the Most High, the blessing is not what you get. Sometimes the blessing is that can you hold on to it? For a man who didn't get it. That means everybody gets blessed. Everybody come up some way, but it's using, it's how you hold on to it. You could have been you watch pro athletes that got them contracts and everything else, and then they come off broke because they had a drinking habit. They had they got hurt, or they just while living, or a relationship they got into, like Shaq, and all his kids, relationships, man. He ain't never going to get off TNT. He ain't never going to retire, man, because he got bills to pay. He got child support. He luckily he gets to that point where his kids is in high school and growing up.
Well, you can see it because they don't tell you, like, no one ever sees the aftermath. Like, there's an NBA player who played when LeBron was first started.
Yeah, it's West.
Like, yeah.
His name is I know, so his last name is West.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I saw the video on him. He was like, I had stopped playing the league. And he was losing money and everything, but he was taking care of his family, his farm, building cars, and getting contracts and everything. And now he's like, he was like, I don't know why he's taking care of me, but I'm helping everybody else out. I'm like, damn, but I also think about Zach having to constant home field.
Yeah.
Keep stuff relevant. LeBron James is like LeBron James and Tom Brady is the same person, man. They just old ass dude still trying to keep playing basketball because if they stop, the money that's going to be coming in from all the deals and stuff is going to just finish.
But you,
now they just go from these high end, the most high, and they will take all the riches away from them because now you went from these high end items type of dudes almost. There's some regular ass people. You don't know who you are.
Shoot, now this is what I'm showing. What I'm showing you is that it's not the most I just taking it. You have been using your wisdom, not his. But your wisdom only was good for that moment. When I was young, I used my wisdom. I learned how to play ball, everything else. And now I'm old. That wisdom doesn't work for me anymore. That wisdom is more destructive. No different when we look at adults. Now, I used to drink my problems away. I smoke my problems away. I do this and that, right? Now I'm in the situation that I'm in, and I'm my own worst enemy because every time I have problems, if I have problems a bad day, I grab a bottle. I'm drinking this bottle, and now all of a sudden my drinking catches up with me, right?
That's going to catch up with him because...
Yeah, but like I said, he just bought death row, all these things.
Right.
But what catches up is now when the Most High try you, mm-hmm. It could be a health issue. It could be anything that you got tried. The Most High, like, you definitely don't fail. You have not been learning my wisdom. Those are your old deeds. The old way you deal with problems. But now, that's just all pretty and cool and everything when you're in your 20s. But when you're in your 50s and you have to start over, that don't feel the same way. Oh, yeah. Now read on. Go ahead, read 18.
Verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
I'm sorry, read 19, verse 19.
Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
What are manifest, though?
Are shown.
There's a way to show them.
You're made aware.
You're going to see. These are things that you're going to see. And to let you know that you're now about what you're. It's about your flesh. It's about working you. There's an outcome. There's something that the Most High used to show you where you're at. So read it again.
Verse 19. The words of the flesh are manifest.
Uh-huh.
Those things. Wait. adultery show. What adultery show? I'm in a relationship. And now, if I'm a woman, I'm a woman went and found another man. Or I'm in a relationship and all of a sudden the man is great.
You
we have problems. We have problems. Or we have problems. And as every time we have problems, I go find another woman. Or we have problems and I go give myself to another man. That means that is in my flesh, I'm committing adultery. I didn't go into the Bible, learn how to fix this problem. And we come from the world, every time a person has a problem in a relationship, what do? They'll find somebody else. Every time. And like Mark said, they go put their fucking dress on.
Yeah.
Fuck them, girl. Fuck them. They go put their dress on. Every time a brother is going through problems with his relationship, man, I'm finna go to the club. I gotta find me another woman. But you had a club, and now you did find another woman, but you find another man's woman. Because it's where you're going and the way you're doing it to find another woman. Now, you done committed adultery against this man. But she said she was single. She got out the club, she took the ring off, whatever, man. You that side piece. Now, the scary thing is, the side piece is blown up. You know, everybody talking about side piece. This is my side piece. Yeah, what's up, Bell? This is side piece now. Now, so now I'm an adulterer. I'm sharing my woman. So
it's almost like better to be, because we were all looking at something better to be the side piece. It's actually the main piece, because everybody likes the dudes nowadays. There's not it. It's like the biggest thing is like always the see. So I'm not reading these texts. They're funny. Since these things are hilarious. But he was like, girl, it's like, girl, I would talk to a girl that text and be like, hold on, I want to get to know you, whatever it is. And the girl would be like, I have a boyfriend. The guy would be like, I have a girlfriend. And it's like, you know, it's like, what the fuck? And it's like, oh, I just thought we were talking about things that are irrelevant. They're irrelevant.
They're
just like, oh, I don't care about the boyfriend.
Think about it. And every time I have a bride, now it's manifested that they're in the flesh or that they live their life without the knowledge of the Most High. As when they get to handle their problems, how are they handling it?
They make the things of value, their relationships, irrelevant.
Right, because the truth is, bro, you started out, and like we first we said, it was adultery.
Right. Adultery.
You start out now, and these are the things that are manifest. Every time you have a problem, the Most High know how we handle our problems. The way we handle our problems are manifest.
Right.
Adultery.
We handle our problems. We said,
is sex with another man's woman, or sex with as a woman, having sex with another man, two guys down, I'm love over here. You're like, dude, that's all love. But these are all the things that are shown, that manifest, that happen to show you, how that your vision, if you look at a woman, now you got baby mamas, all these different things, now you got this nigga trying to kill you. Now this is a woman that's on the Maury Povich or for the film, not the film. They on the show talking about Michael, you are not the father. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody in the audience, oh. I can't believe. then it'll be two or three guys on stage, and we want to know
in the case of little baby Jessica, Donovan, you are not the father. Justin, you are not the father.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Because every time my accident, every situation, every time we got into a fight, what did I do? I would have gotten in bed with this dude over here. I slept with him. Then I would come back, sleep over here. These are the works of the flesh. They're the father showing. These are the repercussions of walking in the flesh. This is what manifests. This is what is built. This is what happens when you walk in the flesh. Go ahead, it's adultery. What else?
Adultery. Fornication.
Fornication means various kinds of unlawful or sexual intercourse. You know what I'm saying? But these are things that manifest. So now I'm depressed. I'm going through, I'm depressed. I'm at the club partying. I'm taking different people home. We're doing threesomes. We're just bored in life, man. We're going to do a threesome. We're going to do it. We know we got to go to an orgy. Man. You know what? I'm curious about men. I'm curious about women. But the Most High is showing all the way that people think, and everything they're learning. They're not learning the path of the Most High. They're catering to their flesh. I feel like saying that. You know, I feel that side where, you know, I see my man, I see on my woman's side. I'm attached to my woman's side. So I'm wearing high heels and wearing gold boots and I'm crossing the suit. I got gold boots, long silky, my hair is straightened out with a goatee and a mustache. Like, nigga, your ass is good. That's the confusion. That's the fuck. Like I said, that is the manifest, but that is the manifestation of the flesh. This is how we make the flesh come to life. These are the things the Most High used to show that He's against us. When you take that role in your flesh, the Father's sitting there like, no, I'm against you. That's not the way I want you to go down this road. I want you to get in that Bible and learn the proper path to go down while we're down this road. Read on. Like you said, lasciviousness is unbridled lust, carnal, shameless, outrageousness. You are out of control. Gold boots, long hair, but goatee, that nigga, that little she nigga. That's what I'm doing, all American, yeah. That's my man, right?
Through the Pea Valley of Death.
My Lord, like, what's wrong with you? But that is outrageous. That's what the Most High is showing. But this is how I'm manifesting that everything you've been doing it catering to your flesh, your impulses, how you feel. And these are the outcomes of people that are in their flesh operating on what they think, how they feel, what feels good to them. And they pass it on to their kids. So they see it's just that wife. They're not growing without growing up with any morals. Read on. Idolatry?
Idolatry
is the image worshiping or the worship of false gods. Into my image. Everything about what I do, I literally worship.
Okay.
that's how I'm showing you that image worship. People give me likes. They listen to what I'm, bro, they listen to the dumb shit come out of my mouth. People agree, you know what? You made a lot of money. You must know what you're talking about. That's image worshiping. You think this dude's a god because of he got a lot of money, so he must be saying and doing the right things. Read on.
Witchcraft.
No, witchcraft is? Witchcraft is the use or administering of drugs. So now all the people that are self-medicating because that old man or that fleshy side of them is saying, this is the only way I need this to deal with my problems.
Well, witchcraft is just putting spells.
Right. It's sorcery.
Yeah, it's if you think about it, it's like there's a word for it. It's basically just using picking up the brain.
Right.
They have seances, and you have the little thing moving around. Because when you look at it, I mean,
Look up witchcraft, and it's going to show you alchemy or sorcery, right? But pharmacy, it's also, look it up. It tells you about pharmacy. Pharmacy or... And that is witchcraft. Well, I'll read it. You elucidate.
Now
they didn't legalize that, and everybody today that's got an opinion. Go ahead. Go the definition I got for it was, witchcraft, use or administering of drugs, poisoning, sorcery.
Religious practice. Magic or affinity with nature, people with this thing.
Keep breathing.
Irresistible influences or fascination.
That's witchcraft, right? What is it?
It's,
well, what does it say?
It's irresistible influence. Or fascination.
So witchcraft is an irresistible what? An irresistible influence. Or what? So if I'm...
The sentence, but that would be an addiction. Yeah.
There you go. That's beautiful. Or like what he showed right now. It said a curiosity, right?
No.
A fascination. So now all of a sudden, high school kids are fascinated with different drugs. They got it. I just want to see what it does.
Yeah.
I got to try this out. Now all of a sudden I'm bi. Because it's the fascination. I want to be different. I want to try that out. I think this is cool. I wonder what this will feel like. That's what we're doing. That's the flesh. That's why Moses says, this person's at war with me. Keep reading. Where you at? hatred. Now listen, think about it like this. Yes. We'll never agree. We can't agree. And I like this because the most I'm showing you, all these are all the things that manifest, right? These are all the things that manifest when a person is not walking in the spirit of the Most High.
From the hatred, because the hatred creates the very, because there's a reason.
Yeah.
I hate the way you think that, and I don't like the way you.
Yep.
That's the no peace. It's war.
But I haven't been. This is because I've only been following my own opinion. I've been following my path, not the Most High. Because if those people were on the path of the Most High, they would bring about peace. They would bring about love. And then I know that now I haven't been reading the Bible because what's in me? What's manifesting? Hatred. If I could boldly just say something and hurt somebody, and I have no remorse about me hurting that person, what's the Father showing me? I'm not, you know, stressed up. I'm reading the Bible, but I'm not walking in the Bible. Because I know I'm doing what I want to do, because the more I do what I want to do, this is what's manifest. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going there, because I'm showing you now. How do you know that you're following the Father? Or how will a person know they're in order with the Father? When you're out of order with the Father, there are certain things that will manifest. This is going to happen. This is a product of your flesh. You in the flesh, and there's a lot of hatred. Then what's the definition of hatred? It says hatred. Hostility, loathing, intensive dislike. So to have intense dislike, ill will, these things are manifest. They're now happening because you are there you go.
Your own understanding.
You haven't been taught right. No one's taught you the ways of the Most High. It's usually what? Are carnal as hell. That's the most I'm showing you. Both people are carnal. Both people don't have no clue to what the Most High, the Father. They don't understand the Bible or the will of the Father. Because if this is what, if they're going to make it sad, I'm not saying rebellion. That's what the Most High said, rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and a witch is supposed to be put to death. So you're looking at, if these two people are this way, I'm reading the Bible, but the whole time I'm reading the Bible, obviously I lack understanding. Because if this is the type of person that is being created, if this is the type of person that's being created in the result of you reading the Bible, something you're reading, or you're going on your own understanding and you're tarnishing the words of the Most High. Because let me say this, if you read Galatians chapter, I think it's 3, it's Galatians 3, what's about the wisdom that's from above. Galatians 3, I think it's 3 in chapter 15. Hold on a second, guys. Read Galatians 3 and 15.
Though it be put, though it be but a man's stomach.
Read.
Yet if it be confirmed, no man disallowed or added thereto.
No, that's not it. Read 19. Read down.
Wherefore then serve the law. It was added because of transgression.
Hold on, that's got it. It's, the scripture says, talks about, is this the wisdom that ascended from above? Look up ascend from above, and then you'll be right what we're talking about. Because when we go on to a show, is that a person with these type of spirits on them, that these are the things that are manifest about this person, you realize why this person is that way. They don't understand the Bible. They don't understand the Bible, because the more you understand the path, or you're walking the path of the Most High, what's always going to happen is there are certain spirits that are going to manifest. There are things about you. There are things this book is going to bring out and change about you. Read that. Who is a what? Uh-huh. He said, how do you know that? How do you know? Yeah, he's asking. That's a good point. The question is, how do you know a wise man that has what? Right. So this is how you got to know. How are you going to know this person? Basically, the question is, how will you know a wise man that has knowledge among you? And so you're gonna see from a good conversation, right? So we have a good conversation. Us having a conversation, it's gonna tell you if this man is wise and he has understanding. You ready? But if you have what? Go ahead. Read. He said so because that's like me saying I'm in the truth. Well, I'm serving the Most High, but what's in my heart? He said, bitter envy, strife, that arguing, that fighting. If I have that in me, I'm lying against the truth. Why? Go ahead. Keep reading. Uh-huh.
This wisdom stands not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, devilish.
Right. So it's what? It's carnal. It's fleshly. Everything of the world. That person's not using the truth or using the wisdom of the Most High. This is a person was manifesting and letting you know that person is an enemy to the Most High. He's carnal. Read on.
Verse 16. For what an enemy is not easy, there's confusion and it's the word.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Verse 17. For the wisdom that's above is first.
He said the wisdom that's from above, that comes from the Most High, a person that is walking in the Spirit. How you know a person is walking in the Spirit? What's going to manifest from that person walking in the Spirit? Read.
Uh-huh.
It's what? Go ahead.
Gentle.
Read.
And easy to be entreated.
So I'm saying this now because we're looking at these are what you have to have this in you. That's how you know the wisdom, the spirit that this person's coming in, the spirit that I'm getting taught. This is how you know what's manifest. What's happening to me? If I'm opening the Bible and I'm teaching you the Bible, what's developing? Are you bitter, envy, strife? Are you argumentative? Are you hateful? Are you cruel? Or are you gentle? Are you loving? Are you full of what?
Full of mercy.
Full of what? Uh-huh. He's so damn. So you have to look at it. This is how you know, okay, this following the wisdom that's from above. To get that wisdom, to get the Most High to start dealing with you, I'm walking on a path that when I'm reading this Bible, because I'm in the right spirit when I'm reading it, this is what's being developed in me. I'm very merciful, right? I'm full of good fruit. Read on. Right. There you go. I'm not, it's like saying this. I'm not cool with the part, but I'm going to be cruel to Sean, right? That's favoritism. But that is now, you know, that it does not, that's if a person was really learning the Bible, right? That doesn't exist in them. If I'm, I mean, somewhere when I'm learning this book, somebody that wherever I'm learning it from might not be in the right spirit, because that wisdom that comes from above, that's what it's supposed to be developing. But when y'all watch this brother don't like this brother, this sister don't like that sister, you're like, wait a minute, how can this be the Most High when we understand what the Bible is supposed to be developing in us? And then you can tell when people haven't been in the Bible, because the world is all about what? Favoritism. I like you, but I don't like you. I like you, but I don't like you. Why? Why you don't like that person? It's just something about that person. He ain't into what I mean. Every time I tell him to smoke, he don't like smoking with me. He don't like playing the same video game that I like playing. So we don't play the same video game. I don't like you. Or he's from a different place. Oh, his hair's long. Or he's light-skinned. Or he's tall. You know what I'm saying? Carnal. We find, that's how you know, but that's the world that we live in. We live in that world, and this is what's manifest. Every evil, the Most I call it, every evil work. Rather than me being the book and letting the Bible, letting the law, statutes, and commandments of the Father, and letting the Bible mold a certain type of person. Because that's what this book is doing. The Bible is molding a certain, is building character in you. So now, when I live my life, because I've been in the book, I'm a very merciful person. I'm impartial, right? I don't pick who I like. I'm no favorites. But you can also, we come into the truth. We read about you. It says, lie not against the truth, right? So when you got the Bible, but you ain't been studying, you're not letting the Bible mold you. And then now you have the same characteristics or the same things that are manifested in us or the same things that are in the world. Somewhere we're walking down our own path, not the path of the Most High. Because it'll be developing something.
He's saying that the Most High is that favorite. Well, that's not true.
Right. Right.
So what's that say? If trying to do that, but you can't do it, it's tweet that on the person. Would it make sense that other person that's trying to set this example, he got the thing that he would, he see whoever made it. The prophecy still says that we're both like exactly, he's double sword.
Yeah, come.
I'm not even saying because even Sufis talk about it, and Sufis itself was like where he's a double man.
Right.
So everybody.
Oh, of course. Of course. You're picking up the right thing. What you're seeing is that a lot of the frustration is our lack of understanding. That's what we started the class in the beginning. We were talking about this is it's learning the Father's path. The Father's path ain't always comfortable for everyone. Like when you say forgiveness, when the scripture's telling you you got to forgive, and you're like, you know what forgiveness is, this crazy thing is? Forgiveness is letting it go. If I forgave your debt, that means you don't owe it no more. Right, but it's everything in them, like us walking out in the flesh, right? Everything in me is saying to do it this way. And the Father's way, let me see. Wait. Hold on, I want to say that. It's not one thing. What I'm saying is the frustration is the change that you have to break you. Everybody has that wall they hit. So it's always different. It's going to be a different wall that I got to hit, where this is where I got to change in me. But this is what the Father's looking and saying, are you following my will or is it your will? Because that's why I keep using the example of the world. Because the way they deal with their frustration, a lot of people, listen, you go for the world, first get frustrated, they hit. They don't talk, they hit. Now they don't even hit. A moment get frustrated, his answer is to shoot. You were driving, but road rage, right? Okay, you're driving the car. Okay, yeah, I did. I pulled out in front of him. It used to be, you couldn't hear the windows up. He like, you flipping you off, everything else, because I deserve that, man. I was white. Now, dude, just, you do that now, they pow. All of a sudden, I got frustrated. I just shot through the window. I let off loose. Now, right, but because they lack, because the word, the Most High's word, it's not there. Because what it does is, and what you read, what the scriptures are doing, what the laws, statutes, commandments of the Most High, all the examples you read about in the Bible, what they do is they mold a side of you. It's creating something in you. Right. Uh-huh. Right. Hypocrisy is you knowing what you're supposed to do, or a person knowing what they're supposed to do, and then not doing it. Or I'm saying one thing. Yeah, go ahead. Let me get that for sure.
Not before.
Perfect. Run.
Which means it has nothing to do with what that is. You don't have a lot. Yes.
No, read the first part, but one more time, that definition. You claim to have what? That means you claim that you've learned, you claim that you know how to please the Father, right? Read. Right. Your behavior, not what he's saying. Like you said, it's not what you say, it's how you act. But so now, you know, and that's what we're dealing with, something manifesting. When it tells you about the manifestation, or let me say this, when we read in in Galatians, where we was reading about the fruits of the Spirit, or the fruit, what manifests, or what is it? You can't change your behavior. You can't act different. You're saying one thing, you're acting different. How you act, your true behavior. It's what's coming from you. But why is this coming from me? Because I'm going off my own understanding, not learning the will of the Father. Because if I'm following the Most High, then I'm going to behave myself differently. When I'm in this Bible and I'm really trying to follow the Bible, the Bible, in the fact that I'm following it, is naturally going to change my behavior. I can say one thing, but if I'm following it, and that's why it tells you to walk after the Spirit, find that it's in my book, okay?
Because if you're following something, that's going to be different because you're following God.
Because I like your point. The hypocrisy. A lot of times the hypocrisy is, I can tell you, I can read this, and I can tell you, hey, you know what? You're supposed to be like this, 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 and that. Not, not I see. Galatians 5 and 22. We just saw that. I can tell you something. And from me telling it to you, you're like, okay, gotcha. Now, when I look and gauge your life, I'm saying, hold on, you don't, your lifestyle doesn't match up to what you said. The behavior, right, does not match up to what you're telling me I'm supposed to do or what we're reading. So the more I read it and the more I see your behavior, I'm only going to either see a good example or I'm going to see what? Hypocrisy. Because that's the definition that we read, right? Now read Galatians 5 and 22. Is that the right place?
It was talking about how the Spirit of the Christ all time.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the right place? Maybe, hold on.
He said
I said Galatians. What did you just read?
Well, I just read, that was Galatians.
You just read what?
James.
That was James. Yes. No. 5 and 22, real quick.
Love, joy,
peace, wonder, justice, peace, faith, weakness, temperance, against such, there's no law. Read on.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections lust.
Read on. It's that
and they that are Christ.
Mean that Christ is what? With a apostrophe S, right?
Yeah.
Now, that means possessive, right? And they that belong to Christ, they that are truly Christ, like I really am with Christ.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about how he's saying, and they that are Christ, that crucified Christ, will be expressing, you're crucifying Christ over and over again.
When you don't do it,
every time you show affection, towards your own
lust. But now when you do crucify the lust, like when I put that lust, so how do you, that means every time I follow this, and I truly make a choice to live this, the flesh is this, my impulses, something came up, I just felt this way, so I roll with it. I say what I want to say, I do what I want to do, I act where I want to act. Everybody in the world, they in their flesh, they carnal. But when we crucify it, and we really belong to Christ, we're really trying to be with Christ, I'm crucifying that. Every day I'm like, no, I can't be like that. I got to be like Christ. No, I can't be like this. I got to be like Christ. The hypocrisy is I'm reading this, but every time I'm put in a situation where I got to crucify my flesh, that's the hypocrisy. You see what I'm saying? I know what to do because I'm reading it, but every time that scenario comes up, the situation comes up, man, you kick my door. And I'm supposed to be merciful, understanding, right? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to kick your door. Boom. You're like, what the? It was nasty, bro. I didn't even see a car that I bumped. But I didn't even take the time to figure any of that out. What did I do? I just rolled off my impulse and I let my anger go first. I didn't crucify the flesh at that moment. I'm a hypocrite. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I didn't crucify the flesh. I didn't say, what is the most I expect of me? Mercy. At least understand. Let's say here. Understand. Then rebuke. I ain't even asked. I just kicked the door back because I just retaliated without trying to do what? Right. So now you're seeing, so you're right on what you're saying. But the most I'm showing, if we really belong to Christ and we're with Christ, he said we're supposed to crucify the flesh. Every opportunity I get, I got to deny my flesh. I know what I want to do, but what does the Most High say I'm supposed to do in this situation?
Yes,
I know what I want to do, but what does the Father say I'm supposed to do in this situation?
Yes,
there you go. That's you with Christ. Yes. Or yeah. If you're with me, then behave yourself accordingly. If you're with me, then I'm gauged. I'm judging your behavior. Right? Now read down. Read 23. Go ahead. Right, I put that to death. I'm really with Christ, I put it to death. Now, if I haven't, you see what I'm saying? So now if I haven't put those things to death, then and I'm still doing it, all I keep doing is putting Christ right back on that cross. Him of flesh.
Fresh every day.
Because you're not changing. For the whole reason he died was for us to change and be like him. I didn't die for you to keep doing the same damn thing that you're doing. Every time, every problem that come up, you handle it the exact same way. I didn't die for that. I died so you have a second chance to change. Because this is all about change. You know? Uh-huh. If we live where? Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory.
Let us not be what?
Desirous of vainglory.
You know what vainglory is? I got to be right. I desire to be right. Not in order, but to be right. Judgment. My glory is I was right, you were wrong. I'm desiring that. I'm not desiring to change because everything is a battle and a test. I'm in this situation. I got tested here. I'm learning to do what's right. We are not, that is us following Christ. When we're in this world, are we in the truth that we're doing this? It's just about me being right. And you watch that for most arguments. People be arguing, you're like, what are we arguing? What are we arguing? Because you want to be right. You want me to agree, and you want me to say, you're right. Everybody in the world, a debate is about winning. Going to court, the lawyer don't care about you. He just care about what? Winning, because this is my glory. My glory is in being right. That don't profit nothing. That's what the scripture called vainglory. It doesn't profit anything. There's nobody wins in that. We win when we learn to change and be like and become Christ. We become those men that are saying we belong to Christ. We're going to be like Christ, not a hypocrite. Read on. I love what you pulled in that. Read that. Uh-huh. Doing what? Go ahead. Go ahead. This is not about vainglory where I'm looking to put you down. I'm not looking to build you up. I'm looking to put you down. I'm looking to be better than you. You see? The most I like, he said, right to the next verse. If your brother goes taken in the fault, if you're truly spiritual, if you're truly about the Most High, you're able to do what? Restore him. Not tear him down. Anybody. That's the one thing we differ from the world. The one thing the world has taught us how to do is tear down. We know how to put people down. We know how to dishonor them. We know how to say jacked up things to them. We know how to hurt their feelings. We know how to abuse. We don't know how to restore anything. But this truth is about being able to do what? Can I restore his strength? Can I help him get back to, he lacks understanding in this. Forgiveness, right? Right. He don't know how to forgive. I'm supposed to be working to rebuild that forgiveness in him. What happened? you went through this, 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 is that. Yeah, okay, I know you went through this, but now let me figure out how to help restore forgiveness in you again. Yeah, read down. Do what? That means your problem of forgiveness is whose problem now? Right. You see it, right? Go ahead. Go ahead. So what is the work? Read. So what is the work? What is the work? If you look at each other, that is the work. If I come and teach, if you don't know nothing about the Bible, right, or you're making all the mistakes in your life, I'm supposed to be here. I'm thinking about you all the time. My mind is on you, and how can I fix this? How can I help this person? How can I help? That is my burden. My burden is to always be mindful that my job is to help the next person. Carry. Sometimes help. I'm gonna tell you the truth. You're gonna get that side of me. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not gonna agree because I know that's what you want me to agree. I know that's not gonna help you. Somebody was gonna agree. But I have to be conscious. Am I restoring or am I tearing down? It's a balance. But you know what it starts with? Learning. If I'm in this book, I'm going to learn how. How did Christ restore? How does the Bible tell us to rebuild? Because there are so many different ways that you're going to use at this time. The scripture says, open rebuke is better than secret love. The scriptures will say, a stop answer, turn away wrath. It's not the one way, one scripture is right, and the other's wrong, but it's at that moment you have to be able to be studied up to know when to use this scripture this time. When to use this time. Yeah. This example. Let me use this example this time. Let me say that comes from me being in there and learning the book enough so that now when it's time to use it, I can use it at the right time to restore. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because in all of it, you need all of it. Come. He says, study to show thyself approved. You see what I'm saying? He said, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. You know what else? You know what people like? You put the work in. So when this problem happens, I'm not ashamed. Like, damn, man, the most look at you have to be ashamed of yourself. That's a person that needed that help, and you couldn't restore it. You didn't have the wisdom nor the understanding to fix this. Why? What does it say? Right. I used it at the right time. Now, go to 1 Peter chapter 1 Peter chapter 5. I think it's 5. Five and it's like the bottom of five, man. Read this is 3 o'clock in the Most High. Read that. Right. Because this is why you study them. I study so that I can use the book. I can rightly divide this down. I can use the book in the right situation to get the right result, to restore and build this person up. Oh, there you go. That's it. And that's when, but a lot of times that's when you are becoming Christ with the possibility, right? Not Christ. Christ. I'm becoming like Christ. I become his property. Now I'm rolling the way he wants me to roll. Read that real quick. Uh-huh.
Of the Most High, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof.
Something. Now, how do I take the oversight? It's in my studying so that I know how to rightly divide this word. I'm getting myself ready. I'm taking responsibility. I'm saying your problems are my problem. Read on.
Thereof.
You read the whole chapter. Number 3, keep reading.
Right. The Most High, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof,
go ahead.
Not by strength, but willing.
Read on.
not for filthy lips, a ready mouth.
Not for glory. There you go. That's it. And it can't be like, you can't take the situation like, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? Like, trust me, after 30 years, there's a whole lot of, do I really want to do this shit again? Do I want to start? Do I want to make that person shit they going through my burden? Yes, because that is Christ. That's how you become Christ, plural. You become a one of his. You become a part of him. Read on, taking the oversight thereof. Go ahead. Not by constraint, but willingly. It ain't for no glory. This ain't no glory in this. No vain glory. You know what I'm saying? You're only doing this because your mind is ready. Because you put the work in. You got to
get a reward for filthy lucre and money.
But these are not for filthy lucre, but
for work.
But for what?
But of a ready mind.
Because you put the work in. You rightly divided this. I've been studying. I'm going to put the work in so I'm ready to help somebody now. Read on.
Neither as being lords over the Most High's heritage.
Go ahead.
But being himself.
But being what?
Himself.
There you go. Not hypocrisy, right? I study to make myself a model for somebody else to pattern after. Read on.
Being examples to the flock.
To who?
To the flock.
Go ahead.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear.
Which is Christ. Read.
You shall receive a crown of glory.
You become Christ. Right? You become, that is the crown.
Right.
We become Christ. Meaning we become, we're with him now. We're his possession. We make it to the kingdom. Read on.
That
faith
is not a way.
There you go, right? But it requires the fact that I worked on myself, like you said, to be the example. And the only way to do that, I have to keep, I got to be in the book enough.
You got to be in the book and learn the way of the Heavenly Father.
Right.
Like, use the ways, practice the ways, rehearse the ways of the Heavenly Father, and put away your way of doing it.
So you can be a model. So you can be some thought. You can be the person that other people pattern themselves off of. You put the work in. You put the study in them. You made the changes so that I was the pattern that the next man would pattern himself off of. This is about developing. So the more I change, but we'll be like, you know what? I'm going to go do it. I don't know what he's doing. But I'm going to do it that way. The Most High is blessing that. The Most High is blessing the change. The Most High is blessing the work that he's doing to be more like the Father. It says you wear out the doorsteps of the, if you see a man of understanding, you should wear out his doorsteps. Or a man of wisdom, something like that. It's either wisdom or understanding. But he says to wear out his doorstep. I am trying to be around that person. So the behavior, and this is how you know a wise man. Father, you call one thing right. If I look at a person's behavior, I'm supposed to be able to take your behavior and compare it to the behavior of the people in the Bible that we read about. It's on Romans chapter 2, 1 or 2, where it says about being a guide to the blind. James chapter, was it 2?
Yeah,
But now the works we're talking about now are what? You can find a wise man by his behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got to say that because we'll do this. The confusion a lot of times in the truth will be, I'm doing the work of the Most High. but from he could be our fringes. I was doing the work of the Most High, or I was just reading and studying. I went to class. And I'm not saying none of that is. I'm not saying that's not the work of the Most High. But what I'm explaining is there's still more to it. You're supposed to be working on your character like all of us do.
You're working there.
He said that. I don't think. It says, I know the point you're getting to when you read that point, but now you can understand if I'm bearing fruit, what am I trying to get them to do? Follow my character. Let me keep working on my character so that that young brother or young sister or whoever it is coming in, now they're going to be a product of my character. If I was trying to be more Christ, right? I'm trying to be more, I'm trying to make that the standard. So now, it's like a person seeing me and they're saying, okay, I want to be more like him because he's trying to be more like Christ. And then now when I'm teaching this person and I'm showing them why I'm doing that. Why are you merciful? Because the Bible says this. Why are you compassionate? Because the Bible says this. Why? Sometimes you're so stern where you correct because the Bible says this. There you go. A good example to follow. He said, yeah, we started there. We started John chapter 15. But go ahead. Or John 17. That's it. Kind.
But it will be. I
got a scripture I think you may like. The glory, yeah. They like to talk. People would be like to talk to hear themselves talk. Right. And there you, exactly. You know, and then you know what the Most I do at that point? The scripture says, It says, those that are weak in the faith receive thee, but not to doubt for disputation. Not to the point, okay, I'm gonna be patient enough, and we're gonna go back and forth because it's gonna be about your faith, and that's how I'm first gauging. It says that if those that are weak in the faith, your faith is maybe weak. I'm gonna receive that, but I'm not gonna receive it to the point that you don't believe, and we're disputing. At that point, I'm going to stop. Right. Because you just, there you go. And if you don't believe, I get it. But now we're arguing because you don't believe, then this is a waste of an argument. I'm going to stop arguing at that point because you just don't believe. You know, and the scriptures tell us to do it that way. But if it's just the fact that you just don't understand, hey, I'm going to open the Bible up, and I'm going to try my best to show you in the scriptures this is what the scripture says because I know that your faith is weak. Not much you can do on that. But you know what you do? You let be your voice, the words. You know what I'm saying? Because that way it's like, because truthfully, we just read this in the beginning. That when it comes to them learning the Bible and having to change, and having to walk the Most High's path, everyone fights that. Right? Everybody. He said, when you come to the Lord, prepare your spirit for temptation. You are going to have to change. Yes. So automatically you know that's going to be there. And you know what you start realizing? You start telling yourself this. This is a person's lack of understanding. You can use big words. You can do whatever you want to do. But if I can look at your character and your behavior and see that how you're acting, two things. Right. Two things going on. Either you want to be that way, or you like, that's what I'm going to sit and I'm going to teach. Now, I'm going to teach you, but if that ain't changing, that's not how you want to be. I'm going to do this. And that's what all I can do is do that, because we're not getting anywhere. Argue. This ain't a debate. It's about following the will of the Father. So if I show you it's about it, it's the will of the Father. At that point, it's your choice to make that change. Now, with calamity, things like hit you in your life, you'll never come back and do. This is what I was trying to tell you from the beginning. But if you have to go through this to learn it, like we do the story of the prodigal son, he didn't hate his dad. He didn't hate his son. He let him go through what he needed to go through. And then we'll do all that. Now let's revisit. Let's come right back here and let's do it the right way now. And that's all we can do, because that is the only tool we have to get them in order. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is keep, I'm going to let the Most High whoop you, then I'm going to bring you right back in. But every time you come back, guess what I'm going to be? I'm going to be more ready with that book. I'm letting this time be the time that I'm more ready with this Bible to restore you.
If you didn't have a willing mind before.
There you go. And then my job is just to restore. That means, okay, let's go. Okay, let's start over, and let's now go back and teach you. That's my job. My job is to restore the spirit of meekness. The Most High will whoop your ass up. My yelling ain't gonna, listen, ain't nobody hitting harder than the Father. So my job is to have the ability and be studied up. I put the work in to know how to help restore you. Somebody else did the same thing for me. Somebody else put the work in so that when these spirits hit me or I'm overtaken in a fault, somebody can now restore me. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
You're talking about where it was saying, Galatians chapter 5.
That's where we're at?
Yeah, Galatians 5. I believe it was after chapter 5, we're talking about how you have to bear the...
Of course. And that's why you watch the Most High hitting guys, they come back more willing to do what? Make the effort. If you want something, then you got to now still put the work in. I can't save you. You can't save me. I got to put the work in to save myself. I have to make the changes. You can't, no matter what you do, you can't change what's in me.
The best thing I can do for you is be the devil.
That's it. Now you understand it. That is your burden. That is your responsibility. I got a better one for you. It's in James 2. It tells you it's James chapter study to give answer of the hope that's in you. Is James? No.
James.
I want to say James. Let me see. Let me find you real quick. See, these are the days when you want Mashaba on the show with you. Let me get this. It's James. Let me find it real quick. This is going to be right in what you're saying, too. Let me see. It's James. Is it James or Peter? It is Ephesians, not Philippians. It is, hold on, I got it right here. Those. Here it is. It's 1 Peter chapter 3 and 15.
Be ready always to be
Read.
I mean, the problem that we're at, they speak evil of you as an evil group, and then you say that all the accused were good conversation.
Right. I mean, it's like saying you had a good intention. I said this. You may not like what I said. So you don't speak evil like rather than me learning that book enough. I studied up enough that in my conversation, it's always going to be the Bible and the Scripture. With that, we don't went. I don't went over my time. It's my time to get ready for work again. But yeah, we don't went over the 2 hour limit. But we are gonna ask everybody to enjoy the class, going over the scriptures, man. The Baja brought in and came and brought the energy to the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Sean brought his to the middle. We brought ours to the beginning. No, it was beautiful. It was beautiful because it went right into the spirit of the class. And then we're going to be more Christ's, not Christ, but Christ's and apostrophe is. Our job is to now keep putting, yeah, because what we're doing to be like Christ, we're crucifying our flesh. We're starting to put them old ways that we handle situations and old ways that we will always deal with our problems. We put that side of us to death. That's the side we put on the cross. So with that, we're going to end the show. We're going to thank everybody for joining in. And we'll see y'all next Friday. Shalom.
Shalom.
Imagine how you appreciate you.
For that last.